Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by four Foulmouth supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands.
Honestly, I don't care about your life, my son. I'm just happy all your olds are back. This is great. This is the best breakfast I ever had in my life.
That shit don't got anything on the bootios.
The bootios. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're back on regular schedule. Back from the hiatus. This 2 week vacation was amazing.
Did you say haters or hiatus?
I said hiatus.
Both.
All right,
both.
Cool, I fuck with both.
Because the haters trying to keep us back, too.
We're back. Sunday morning, day after the Vancouver match. A good result in Vancouver.
Very
good. Before we get to that, how y'all doing today? Masa, I'm interested how you doing today.
I feel great, dog. I put some Maxo on.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Tell the truth. How you feeling?
I'm like kind of dead inside. I'm kind of not dead right now. But I feel great.
Why?
I had a little excessive drink yesterday, and yeah, and then
Maxo.
I had a tattoo after that.
Maxo,
that was fun.
I heard you did. You had some extracurricular activities after.
He said he got a tattoo.
Yeah,
stupid ass.
I got a tattoo after.
So yeah, let me see it though.
I already showed everybody. Bro.
Show us.
Show the people that are listening.
Show and tell is over.
I started showing me now.
Oh, yeah. This is dope, huh, listeners? I'm sure you guys are seeing it, too.
Nice.
Angel.
Oh, man.
Angel and I were at the viewing party, I know he didn't get too crazy. Nope. George over there battling. No, I'm not going to say it. George over there trying to recover. George over
there
trying to recover.
It's okay, though. One more week. Nah, give me a couple more days. I'm back. Fuck the marathon.
Pero yeah. Quería hacer tío,
hey, you're gonna, hey George, I have a question for you. You're gonna do it again next year?
It depends. If people want to do it, like I had a couple people reach out to me saying that they want to do it. Like I'm down to back them up, but I wouldn't do it by myself. I would change it up.
So if I told you I want to do it, you would do it.
I'm about to say
it. Yeah, I'll back you up. I'll train with you.
Back me up, though. I'm gonna do this shit next year, straight up.
I mean, if you're serious about it, I got
I'm
you.
Serious.
Anyone out there that want to start running, let me know. I'm down to back you guys up. It's a cool experience.
Yeah, you guys will probably stop like 1/4, just as we did with our fantasy, our MLS fantasy.
1/4?
I haven't stopped, bro.
1/4?
I've been on it. But
oh, really? I already forgot about it.
1/4? I did shit 1 week.
I suck at MLS fantasy. There's too many bye weeks, too many players not playing. That shit is hard to keep up with.
All I know is that I had Wright Phillips and he scored 2 yesterday. So
That's good for you.
Ola Kamara was my captain.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that means basically if anyone out there wants to run a marathon with George, go ahead and reach out to him and he'll do it with you. And apparently Rudy and Masa. And I'll just watch from a distance with my decapitated leg.
I'm just going to say I'll start the marathon, but as soon as I hit the first donut shop, dog, I'll start.
Well, okay, I don't think we passed by one.
Oh, smart.
No. Oh, no. Never mind. Yeah, we do. On Hollywood and those shit's my bomb. All
right, cool. Well, so let's get started.
God damn, no, nothing Galaxy related at all. We talking about donuts, tattoos,
marathons,
drinking,
and Angel being calm. So nothing new since our last episode
yesterday,
about 2 days ago. Obviously, you guys already know about the all the news. I guess the only news that was to me that came out to me from then till now. Was you know, we did mention Efrain Alvarez in the last episode, and we talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we all thought that he was going to be, you know, an
important
case.
We all thought.
Yeah, we all thought.
No, George.
Hold up! Shut the fuck up! For you, you didn't even know he was going to get called up to international duty. So fuck out of here.
Oh no! But George referring to it because he thought you were referring to. We thought he was going to get called up to the team, and he said he didn't want him the 18 man roster.
Yeah, but the only reason he didn't get called up was because he got called up to international duty.
No, that was the only reason?
Yeah, that's the only reason. Yes, it is. Oh, okay. Everybody knows. All right, so fuck out.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, because it was kind of weird to see two goalkeepers.
Two goalkeepers? And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so George, obviously, you know nothing. So other than that, nothing new. I mean, we didn't have him. That's, I guess, depends on how you take it, good or bad. Anything else you guys have heard since our last episode?
I finally saw Zlatan on a Galaxy jersey.
Oh, well, that's right, because it was 3 days ago then. Yeah, because so Friday.
We put it on Thursday.
Yeah, you're right. So Friday. Yeah, well, I guess it's official. Yeah. Now it's official.
Yeah. We signed a Lion and we signed Zlatan. That's what I got from the video, so.
How much do you think the Lion's getting paid?
I think it's a package deal.
Yeah.
Two for one, like Mike?
Yeah.
All right, for sure.
Like Mike.
All right.
Anything else? That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Let's
get into it. Let's jump into the Vancouver Whitecaps. So obviously we had our match yesterday. LA Galaxy on the road at Vancouver. We tied 0-0,
yeah.
Which was an awesome result.
Amazing.
Masa and I are the only ones that called a tie. Masa's the only one called 0-0.
I was close to my prediction, but fucking piece of shit bullting.
But you know, being close at the end of the day, fuck that. They tied 0-0. I'll still take the point.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Interesting. What do you guys think overall about the game?
Everyone that played hustled their ass off, and I'm down with it. There was a couple mistakes, but I want to go to the turf, and I'll blame the turf on a couple things that happened. But other than that, like, I'm proud of our team for what they did. They went into a pretty good team, and they handled their shit. They did what they had to do. Yeah. I can't be mad. You know, I could sit here and, like, pinpoint and kind of say, you did this wrong. But at the end of the day, if we all came out with 1 point, then respect to everybody.
Yeah, it was dirty. It was ugly. But it was fucking beautiful. You know what I mean? It was very serviceable. Everybody knew that the goal was to fucking keep a clean sheet. And they did. It was fucking defensive.
Is that our first clean sheet of our season for us?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
First clean sheet in a fucking long time, it feels.
I think they said since June 19, 2017.
Oh, I thought it was 19 something. I was like, God damn. We haven't
damn.
Nah, it's almost been a year.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Really? It felt longer than that to me.
Well, I mean, regardless, right? If it's been a while since we got a fucking clean sheet. So, yeah, man, I'll take it. I'll take it fucking open arms. I knew that it was going to be an ugly game. I still thought we were going to lose, but we figured it out to bring a point home with a depleted-ass team. Shit, that's money in the bag for me. I'll take that.
Masa. Shit, Masa drinking
Masa,
water.
Masa over there drinking water in the back.
Oh, that was funny.
How do you feel about it, Masa?
Masa, what are your thoughts on the 2 minutes of the game that you saw?
I actually watched the whole game. I don't remember anything specific from the game. The only thing that I was happy about was Perry Kitchen made it back into the team because he was hurt. And seeing Chris Pontius on the bench and come back too.
So you know, Pedro on the bench too. So we got three players back.
And then the one thing that stood out was when Hiler Arce got broke.
I looked at Rudy like, oh. Because before that, I think a few minutes before that, he was doing well. I'm like, Rudy, yeah, that's the truth. He's the future.
But you know what? Davis.
That was bad.
Teixeira? Those two fools can move, dog. They fucking move. Like,
to be honest, like, to back that up, even Rolf was getting beat one-on-one. He was getting taken down the line one-on-one.
He had a solid-ass game, though.
Oh. No, yeah, he did. I'm not taking anything away from him. But the fact that, like, the one-on-ones down the wings, Vancouver's pretty good at.
I'm covering for Masa, and I'm covering for Masa today on the ratings. And y'all see how I feel about Felcher today.
I'm excited to see.
Wow, this motherfucker's gonna give Felcher some low ass rating.
Look, we can't. I don't want you to base the rating based on the passing because everyone's passing was off. Even Vancouver's.
Everybody was off yesterday.
I want to blame the turf.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I agree. I think his passes were absolute shit, but so were a lot of people. A lot of people can connect
Jürgen,
on passes.
Even Jürgen.
Everybody can connect on passes.
Jürgen's passes were, were bombed. Perry's were bombed.
And David Bingham still kicking the ball out.
Oh, dog. And his whole stadium erupted. You know? The whole stadium erupted when he fucked that up.
Like, if it was a goal. Yeah, I remember that shit too. If you're gonna bash, if you're gonna whole base it on his, you know, passing.
He has his rating. Let him say.
Fair enough. Anything else you guys want to add? Overall, I mean, I'm curious. I'm gonna add a few things on it too.
Yeah. No. You know, Šovek speed.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I think it really showcased this game. Yeah. His fucking speed. Like the fucking Nate. That's a big ass guy. To move that fast, that shit.
I didn't know he
tripped me out. Like
I didn't know he was.
He has 91 pace on FIFA, bro.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was 26.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dog, he looks like he's at least 30. You at least 30.
This Scandinavian
beard. Crazy shit, right? Did you see how many times he tracked back and off the ball, and how fast he was just running across? And it's, remember I told you this in the assessment when we did this about him, and it's all been on point, man. He's quietly been the MVP.
Him and Kitchen, but
Kitchen's not doing it quietly.
Oh yeah,
Kitchen is being Kitchen. You know, yeah. At this point to us, he's just being Kitchen. You know, it's like how we say about Ashley Cole. Ashley's just being Ashley. You know, obviously we didn't know a whole lot about Šovek prior to him coming over, and you know, obviously I went off of assessments from him that I was able to find. You know. A few replays of games, you know, Champions League games and things like that. And it's all been on point so far. So quietly, he's been. I mean, to me, I agree with COG what they said yesterday. Well, what he posted up yesterday that Šovek was a man of the match, and I agree with that. I agree with that. I know I jumped a little bit, but I'm just saying that.
But
I'm just saying that. You know, I agree with Rudy. Šovek yesterday was probably his best game, you know, at least a showcase because of the speed that Vancouver plays with.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think Šovek stood out because his recovery speed is fucking amazing, right? But I'll shout out Steris and Hilder Arsene because to play a three-man back, they fucking held it down.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just them. Like, I think the midfield and the wingbacks, like, everybody knew that they had to defend first. Yeah. And they did. So, you know,
balls, man. Everybody played with yesterday. I respect that.
Yeah, man.
Everybody was on the field. Even dumbass Ari Lasseter, that I still think he's trash. Mm, he hustled, man.
Yeah,
you know,
he hustled. But
he hustled. Man. I give him that. But that's a striker.
Yeah.
You know, counterattacks. That's what. Come on, we play with two up top.
I think
you do a little bit more than that.
I think it was.
But
you
guys get it.
I think it was you that said something about going out there and proving it to yourself, you know what I mean? Like going out there, and I think they did. I think like that's a team that I honestly expected, you know, to get whooped on by.
You said smash, yeah.
And I was okay with it. I wasn't tripping, but for these guys to go out there and put up performance like they did yesterday, I told you, like I said, it's not it wasn't pretty soccer, it wasn't fucking flashy or anything like that, but it was fucking serviceable.
Doesn't need to be.
And it was what they needed. So
remember last year when we went to Vancouver, do you guys remember what happened? Right, we were up 1-0, and then we just got destroyed.
With three in the back, K. Kamara was not. I didn't see much of him. Once. And that's with three in the back. I think we held him down.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, I'm gonna go back to, but that's all Šovek. Šovek fucking he beat him to the ball almost every fucking time. Like, you know what I mean, chances that if Steris is on him, not knocking Steris down for yesterday's game, I think he did well. But if Steris is on him instead of fucking Šovek, K. Kamara gets the ball before and could probably, like, you know. Like
Steris did okay.
Test the goal. No,
I got a question for you.
You know, I think he had a good game.
What's up?
I think he had a good game defensively.
Next to
man,
you know what? Carrasco's
I was talking about that yesterday. It sucks that Carrasco's trying to fight a spot against Jonathan anybody else, because I think on any other team he'd be a solid starter.
Which is crazy to me because he wasn't even a starter in fucking Orlando.
Well, it's because they had a.
Sometimes you got to change scenery.
They had that's true,
too.
Right. They're not going to ban, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nocherino's
a
name.
But
let's put it like this. If he's playing in a team like, let's say, Colorado, right, where they're not going to have any superstars or any, you know, guys that you're paying a shit ton of money to be, you know, DPs or TAM midfielders, Carrasco's a starter.
For 100%. Sure. You know? For sure. That guy's
good. And, you know, even though Orlando is not, you know, I still don't think they're a powerhouse yet in the MLS, they still do spend some money in for some of the players.
He was playing with like Kaká.
I get that. Then,
right? So like,
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, Kaká, but are you going to bench Kaká? No. And then Nocherino, no. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's any other team that's not spending their money like that, like let's say New England Revolution, you know, any of those Teletubby ass teams, then you get it.
I agree. You know? But
so I'm okay with having him in our team.
Yeah,
then.
Fuck yeah. Listen, I was opposed when we got him because I wanted to keep somebody I'm not gonna mention anymore because y'all hate me for
trash.
It.
It's irrelevant.
Rafael Garcia.
But yeah. But he's definitely an upgrade though. He's definitely an upgrade to what we have, and in the pecking order, I think he's in the midfield. In the midfield, if you're thinking about a substitution, and you have Baggio, you have João Pedro, and you have Carrasco. Carrasco's like, you know, head and shoulders above the other two. So, yeah, man.
Troy Polamalu,
head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders.
That was way over my head. Yeah, no, but man, I think he was fucking essential for yesterday's draw. A win. Right, I take that as a win. I'm not even call it a draw. I'm going to call it a win from now on because that shit was a win for me.
So check it out. Our starting 11 from the back to the top, we had a 3-2-2-1-2 formation.
That formation was wild.
Yeah. So we did play a 3 in the back.
I think they called it a 3-5-something.
Yeah, 3-5-2.
Well, that's because they mentioned as the stacked five that they had in the midfield because Dave Romney and Rolf Fellscher played as defensive wingbacks rather as left and right backs. That's why, but technically, I mean, I guess so. You know, it depends how you're looking at it, what they're calling it. But if you're looking at it the way that I am here, you know, what they posted up, it's definitely a 3-2 with the two wingbacks really wide out. And then Servando Carrasco and Perry Kitchen as your two actual center midfielders, you know, behind Sebastián Lletget, who was, you know, more of the attacking midfielder. And then two forwards, you know, and at that point, Siggy obviously went with speed with Emma and Ari Lasseter. Yeah, the back three, Daniel Sterrez, Shelvick, and Hilliard Arce. And as I already mentioned, you know, the two wingbacks were Dave Romney and Fellscher, and then, you know, your keeper was David Bingham. And then, you know, subs were Husidic, who did come in for Lletget. Later on in the game, Chris Pontius came on for Carrasco, I believe, right?
No, for Lasseter.
Oh, Ari Lasseter. Okay, got it. And then João Pedro came in for...
For Carrasco.
For Carrasco. Yeah, and then Arellano didn't play, and then we had two goalkeepers, Sylvester and Rumsteen.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, understandable.
You know what? I think before we move on, I want to tip my hat off to the coaching staff for trying that and getting it right. That's ballsy, right? Because you're throwing them into a formation that if they trained on was 1 week, right? But they bought into it. So
and with missing players,
because
at that point, I'm sure earlier in the week you still didn't have Perry Kitchen. You probably still didn't have you know, so these are like Pontius and João Pedro. We don't know how soon they were ready.
Yeah. I have a question,
but go ahead, Masa.
Do you guys think we went to that formation because we signed Zlatan?
I think
or
so
because we have that many injuries and we played like that.
So I think we went to that formation because of Zlatan. However, it's going to be a different version of that when we have more of our attacking players in it, because this one was more in line based on the personnel that we had, right? So it was more of a defensive three in the back as to when we have the other guys back, like, you know, Gio, Roman, and, you know, obviously
Zlatan,
our boy Jonah, and Zlatan and Ola up top, it's going to be more of an attacking three in the back with, you know, however they stack the five in the middle or the two up top or however iteration that is of that. That's probably the... But what we did see, because, you know, a lot of people have been asking, well, how is Zlatan going to play with Ola? Is Ola going to get banned? You know, we just pay his money. No, this means that Siggy has a boss to play with two up top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And he played with two up top with no forward. That's crazy.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, he made Emma be a forward, basically.
Which sucks for him.
You know, sucks for Emma because obviously he really proved it yesterday. He's really one-dimensional.
You could tell that. Yeah, you could tell he was out of place.
Yeah, he's really one-dimensional, especially with the chance that he had to put him back in the net. You know, on his left foot, he hit it out. It would have been 1-0. But I'm not going to give him a whole... I mean, I could if I want to. You know, if we would have lost the game, maybe I would have given him shit for it. But we tied 0-0. So I think he was serviceable yesterday. He hustled the fuck out of it. He gave that back line of Vancouver a hard time the times they could. Because how many times did he get behind them? You know, the thing is that this is where I'm telling you that Ari Lasseter is absolute shit forward. How many times did Well, he is because go and I don't have to watch the game again. I was looking for this because I was wanting to see what Emma was gonna do as a forward and how he was gonna whip balls into the middle to Ari Lassiter. He gave quite a few deadly balls yesterday.
It's not as many as you
don't
think.
So?
It's not as many as you think. It's not as many as
easily,
you think.
Easily at least three.
It's closer to two though, and it was like one.
Whatever. Like listen, three, two, whatever. But
and
point
they
is,
weren't clear either though. So
I'll watch it again then. But from what I recall, there were at least two times. I mean, at least three times where Emma gave some pretty good balls that were, you know, some pretty balls where if you have a real forward like Ari Lassiter, you put him in.
Oh yeah.
Like,
listen, I agree with that, right? Because I think even Ola and Zlatan, they probably would have put those behind. Like they would have got
at
behind
least one of the three. Yeah. At least one of the three, and he didn't get on any of the three.
But they weren't also, like I said, a true striker or at least a proven striker would have put him at least. They would have got there. They got some contact to it, right? But they also weren't like fucking clear. I don't think they were as clear as you're making it sound. I don't think they were as clear as that. They were
well for being the lone striker, not having support. You don't think he did enough at least to get the balls into the
area? I'm not saying that Ari did anything that proved his case. I'm not backing him up like that either because I don't think he did. Like I don't think he had a great game. But with that being said, I don't think he. I personally don't think he had enough service to give him shit for, but he's obviously not a viable option off the bench for me.
Yeah,
no. You know what I mean. Like I don't think
you know
I
who
think
so. Who we're missing yeah. Who would have been good for this game.
BJ
for James, yeah, Bradford yep. Jameson would have been nice.
No doubt, yeah.
And I think he thrives more when he's playing with that type of squad. You know what I mean? Like I think he plays better that way.
He's the type of player that feels like he needs to put shit on his shoulders and try to create something. And I fuck with that. That's why I like him a lot. BJ.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, what else can we say about this game? I think.
Bless you.
I think this game was exactly what Shiggy wanted it to be. You know what I mean? I think. They made it ugly. They made it chippy, and they came up with the point. So that was dope. Yeah.
All right. We covered, I think, quite a few things. I mean, overall, I'm happy. I gotta give some shout outs when they're due. I mean, I've been saying this for a while that David Bigham has been trash. I still don't think people give him a lot of praise last game. You know, against New York City FC, and I don't think that was. Right, I guess you guys don't know shit about goalkeeping, but today, well, I mean yesterday,
yeah.
Respect.
Yep.
Yesterday, Rudy and I touched on this. You know, there was early on, and I think it was early on in the game, right? That one play where he was in the one-on-one, came out. Yeah, he did not hesitate, and he's like, "You know what? Fuck that! I'm coming out." And that's exactly no hesitation.
You know what? I saw it right now when I was seeing it. Well, actually, Chandler tagged me on it last night, and then I saw it again today in the morning. He did it. I mean, absolute perfection, right? He took a step out to cover the angle. He waited for the striker to look down, and then he was on top of him. And he didn't hesitate. He came out strong. He came out big, and exactly what he needed to do. Like that was, I mean, that was just, I mean, step by step perfection on how to come out for a one on one situation like that.
Do you think this is coaching?
I think so.
I think one is coaching. I think two.
Like. He has nowhere to get better. You know what I mean? Like at this point, like So, like I, you know what I mean? Like, and I said it. I think on the goal against Portland at home, I said it. He hesitated for a half second, and that's what threw him off, right?
Yeah.
When he didn't yesterday, man, like he fucking there was nothing for the forward to do at that point. There was nothing at all that the forward could do, and it was perfect. I'm telling you, as soon as the striker looked down, Bingham took off. So by the time the striker looked back up again to take the shot,
surprise. He had
him on top of him. Yeah, like that was. I mean, that's exactly what you do. Like that was as basic as it sounds. That's perfection for a goalkeeper on a one-on-one.
It comes with his confidence, though.
Yeah,
comes with his confidence.
Yeah,
but listen, but he did that. He came out for crosses and he was strong and I liked it.
I fucked with him yesterday.
Yesterday was as close to a perfect game as you could have. One thing he needs to
aerial balls too.
Yeah,
the one thing
that
his goal kick.
That brought him down to me because like make it challengeable. You know what I mean? Like put in an area where one of your players can challenge it.
Hey, did he almost fuck up early in the game when they passed it back?
Yeah. He's still slow to release the ball.
There was pressure.
I walked to the kitchen.
There was pressure. Nobody got.
I walked to the kitchen while that happened, and I heard my mom curse like 18 times. And I ran back into the living room, and then she told me the goalie fucked up.
Listen. Yeah, it was gonna be bad. It was gonna be bad, but
hey, listen, was, but it never happened, so you can't hold that against them.
But still, though, that he needs to do better because we've been talking about that specifically since the very first game that we saw him against RSL.
Did they score on him?
Huh?
Did they score on him?
Negative.
No, but eventually they will.
Did they score on him?
Eventually they will.
Okay, you can't start. You can't start getting at him for something that might or might not happen. They didn't score on him last game. Listen,
I'm gonna get on him because that coach needs to train him on that. You need to get rid of the ball faster.
He didn't get scored on. I'm good with that. Like, I ain't tripping on that. Like, he made that decision to keep the ball for a little longer.
You just saying that because you want a clean sheet on Thursday. I mean, on Wednesday.
I'll take a clean sheet Wednesday and Thursday. You can have it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Both days, huh?
Bingham. Bingham, again, I think he did great. I think he did good.
And also, I want to add one more. Daniel Starris had a good game, too.
I mentioned that earlier.
I know you did, but I want to say that because I don't like both.
For sure.
You know? And I'm going to give him credit when it's due. And if they play like this, then I'm good with it.
The only fuck up that I think he had, and it was still, I want to say, when it was he slipped? Of the turf. Yeah, when he slipped. Yeah, it was.
But listen,
he slipped twice.
I don't think there's a player.
I want to blame the turf.
There's not a player on the field that didn't have a fuck up, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm blaming the turf.
Whether it was the turf or not, like, shit happens, dog. Like, come on, we play soccer. We know how, like, shit just happens, right? So, like, I'm not
to me, though.
And then especially coming away with a point.
Listen, like, yeah. I'll take it. I'm not bashing him, but I don't want to say it was a
Can
great,
I say something
game.
About that play, though? If you look at it again, that one where he slipped, well, the one that ended up coming to Kate Kamara that he almost scored.
Okay, yeah.
All right. He actually took out the player that he was defending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He
didn't drop him. But he just cut out his ankle. So he didn't do nothing. So Kate Kamara was not his guy.
But it's all fucking great because fucking Shovik has fucking Super Saiyan fucking speed and just got there.
You know what? I think Shovik was
out
there.
No,
he got beat, and so did Felcher.
Hold on. If Jorgen doesn't get there, Kate Kamara doesn't have to go right.
Yep,
he doesn't have to go right. Mm-hmm.
You mean poke the extra?
Yeah,
over
yeah, yeah. Like he got there,
and then he pulls right. Yeah,
listen. Yeah, and it gives it like, and then Felcher there too, kind of makes him go wider, and it gives enough chance for fucking for Bingham to come out and pressure him.
No, yeah, that's true.
I think Jurgen was on the streets and he saw me run the marathon. He's like, I got to get fast like that guy.
Well, what I'm saying is, in case anyone starts saying, yo, that was Daniel Sterris' fault. And look, I'm just saying, I'm big on criticizing Daniel Sterris when he fucks up. But yesterday, even if anyone says that play could have let it go, he took out his player, at least, out of the picture. The one that he was defending from slipping.
Which was a faster player, too, because that was what's his name? I can't say his fucking name for...
Teixeira.
Yeah, I can't say that full name. He's a faster attacker than K. So that, you know.
And there was also one play. Now that we're talking about Daniel Sayers, he was going down the wing and he passed the ball straight to the Vancouver guy, and then they hit us with the counterattack. I think that's when Bingham did the one-on-one save.
Okay,
it's all good.
Whatever. All right, it is what it is. So curious, and since Massa is still recovering, doesn't take this seriously. By the way, I just saw Massa was at Whiskey A Go Go, so I see you. I see you. Thinking of Motley Crue and shit.
Next to the Whiskey Go Go and
never mind. I take that back.
Closed doors on Motley Crue, bro. So I don't know.
I don't give a fuck. To be honest with you, fuck the doors.
Yeah, hey, chill.
So anything else? Since Massa is an absolute idiot, can do his job right. Rudy, would you like you to give your players ratings?
Yeah. So I'm backing up Massa just because a man has to live. A man has to live. So I'm down with that.
Take time off.
You know what? I think this was all a plan, dog. Because yesterday I showed up to Rudy's house. That fool fed me and everything. He started me off with the first beer, dog. So I think that fool wanted my
drink. I'm telling you, homie.
Hey, Quevedo boys. Quevedo boys.
Man.
Trash.
Dog, I gave you vegan hot wings on a whole wheat bun. And now you can do me like this, dog? All right, I see you, dog. Next time you give me shit, dog, I'm going to give you a cup of noodles so you can die with that sodium, dog. You know what I mean? All right.
Damn.
Let's kick off these ratings. So at goal, Bingham, I'm going to give him an 8. And I think I would have given him a 9 if it wasn't for that fucking, that kick to the fucking, to the sideline. Because I can't accept that. I mean, make it challengeable. Don't throw it away. So 8 for Bingham. Jorgen, I'm giving him a 9. I thought, for me, probably the best player in our field, and saved our clean sheet. So a 9 for Jorgen Sjelvik. Steers, because autocorrect doesn't let me type Steris. So Steers. Steris gets an 8 for me because I think, as you know, essential for the clean sheet. Like I said, all the team had mistakes, and I think his mistakes, well, obviously his mistakes did not lead us
to mixtapes.
Mistakes lead us to any goals against, so I'm going to give him 8.
Steris an 8, right?
Steris an 8. Hiller Asit, I'm going to give him 8 too, especially coming into a... This is official first professional game, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. I'm going to give him 8 because I think he was also essential for the back three. Romney, I'm going to give him an 8. I think he did well both in defending and trying to push up the ball. So I think he also had a great game. He also got behind on some of the crosses. Unfortunately, most of them were a little too high where he couldn't put him back into play and just kind of... Filter out, but I think he was there, so I like that. Filter, I'm gonna give him a 6, and actually this is a 6. This is a six on the list here, so I didn't want to change it now, but I wanted to make it a 5 as I watched the game. I wanted to update and make it a 5. I never did. So check it out. Like I think a lot of his passes weren't bad passes because of the turf. I think they were just bad passes, right? But I'm not only knocking him for that. I'm knocking him because he got a yellow card. Tossing the ball, like you don't need to get these yellow cards. You are playing a defensive role for us, and you're getting stupid yellow cards. I mean, a stupid foul would have got him a red card. Now on top of that, now you're accumulating yellow cards already. I don't need that shit from you. You know what I mean? And third, he got beat too easy a lot. Listen, and for all that muscle, he got out muscled a few times.
When?
Down the wing. Down the wing, but he got out-muscled. And to me, all these mistakes, I think, were the most noticeable in the game from everybody. So for me, he should have got the low score because this should have been a 5, but since it's a 6, I'm going to leave it at 6. Felcher with a 6. Carrasco and Kitchen, I give them both 7s because they had good games. They had good games, not as good, in my opinion, as defense. So I'm going to give them both 7s. And then we go up to Lassiter. Lassiter, you get a 6. I don't think you did good, but I also didn't think you got enough service to help your case. You get a 6. Emma, you get a 6. Emma, you probably would have got higher, but that fucking one-on-one opportunity that you
idiot.
Listen, I thought the ref called it back or something. I didn't understand how that was not in the back of the net. You get a 6. And then Leggett, my man, the boy. You get a fucking 6 too.
Yeah,
he should have done better.
This was his game to show up.
I think he should have done better. He's definitely lost a step. Did you see how many times he was chasing the players?
He's scared, man.
No.
He's still scared.
But listen,
no, it was apparent.
But I'm not talking about going to the challenge. I'm talking about just like the pace. Like what's his name? Juarez? I forget his first name. Whatever. Like he chased him. Yeah, that guy's not the fastest guy in the world, and he was chasing behind him like a fucking. He was chasing behind him like Opie does when he wants food on me. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, what's going on here? Like, get in there, right? Like he lost a step, and he also didn't create enough for me. So, I'm gonna give you a 6.
I agree.
Pontius. I don't think you had much of an impact when you came in. You were a body in the area, which was needed, but not enough to create anything. So you, my man, also get a 6. For João Pedro and Baggio, I gave him no rating because João Pedro came in.
They weren't any longer.
Yeah, João Pedro came in the 90th minute. Baggio came in like in the 80-something minute. So they get no rating. They didn't do impact in the game. So no, not good, not bad. That's what it is.
Interesting.
And that right there is Rudy's ratings of the match.
All right, I'm going to start bashing. Angel, you want to go first?
you know what? The only thing I'm okay with everything. Mm-hmm. Just with the exception of the Felster thing, I don't agree with you at all.
With none of the points?
I don't. No. You said that he got beat. In strength, I don't recall. Not even one time. So you
I saw think
the
twice.
Game again. So I look, twice. You saw the game again. That's fair. So I will watch it again.
Shea and whoever their I guess left back is, beat them both with just shoulder challenges.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
I mean, fair enough. I'm telling you, I need to see it again. Again, this is just from my first assessment, so you're probably right. But again, just because I try to look at Felster a lot, and that's probably the player. Him, Steris, and Begum are probably the three I look at the most because, Felster, everybody gives him so much shit, and it's only his third game, you know? It's only his third game. He had a while without playing. I want to see if he's at least improving game to game, and I think he is. You know, if it's the whole passing situations, perhaps, you know, maybe. I just think that everybody was off yesterday, but he has been doing it for a while. He's been consistent where his passes are not great, you know, but I don't really recall him getting beat, anything being his fault yesterday, you know, at least anything that was significant to me. You know,
well, we kept the clean sheet, right? So,
yeah, well, yeah, at least anything to the degree, like, Steris, to me, had bigger fuck-ups than him, if anything. You know, like, that one play that George mentioned, that could have been a goal. 1-0 and we lose, you know?
But it didn't.
Exactly. Well, it's the same thing. You're over here bashing, you know, Felster, and, okay, well, nothing happened out of anything that he mentioned. And even if you're right, I'm pretty sure that everything that happened maybe was out on the wings where nothing could really happen.
Okay.
So again, I probably have to go back to see it. I mean, I don't think he had a great game. I don't think he had a bad game. I think I would have put him just out of 7. You know, I guess maybe just one more rating than you. I think when it comes to the yellow card, honestly, I didn't even realize he had gotten a yellow card.
Yeah,
he just mentioned it right now.
Did you know why he got it?
He threw the ball twice.
You just said it. So that's really stupid to me. So
yeah,
in terms of your rating, I agree with you that it's a 6 because of that. Other than that, I think his game was solid enough to, you know, to be up there with everybody. But I think it's very stupid. So I agree.
So check it out. Like,
so hold on. So listen to me. In terms of the score, I'm not arguing your score.
Well, yeah.
Because of that. Other than that, I give him a 7. Well, I don't think he did anything great. Me, I don't think he did anything bad. I think he was solid.
Let me rebuttal that. Just to give you context, right? Steris, Arce, and Romney got 8s. Right, and he got a 6 because I think the yellow card is stupid, so I dropped him 1. And then I think his passing and like getting beat justifies dropping him another point. So that's why he got a 6. He didn't get a 5 or anything like that. Like I get everybody, the minimum was 6. I think everybody's effort.
I'm not arguing, but you mentioned Steris and you mentioned Romney and you mentioned Hilliard Arce. Yeah. Steris. He's Siani all over again to me. Is you've been shit so much, you have one good game, it's going to stand out.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the first game, Siani was the man of the match to me, you know, and he's been trashed before that. Yeah. I feel the same way with Steris. So you have one good game, of course you're going to have a higher rating because you finally stand out. Same shit with Romney.
Yeah.
And Tomas Hilliard Arce, I'm not going to say yes, no. For it being his first game, I think it was solid. I think he deserves an 8. And I've been telling you for a while now that I think this could be the player of the future, you know, the future leader of this team. At such a young age, he's going to be there for a while. So
unless they got speed.
I'm not arguing that 8.
Then might break his neck again, though.
You know what, perhaps. But you know what? If he's what we think he's going to be, he's going to relive that in his mind over and again. So. And you know what? Fuck that. That's not going to happen again. Next time, get up and I'll follow the dude and just, you know, punch him in the back of the head. Fuck, you're not going nowhere type of shit, you know? if he's a player that I'm thinking he's going to be and I want him to be.
Yeah, the player we want
him to be. So, you know, I agree with that in the Hilliard Arce 100%, but in terms of the Romney and the Steris, yeah, no shit. Of course, they need to get a higher rating because they're under the microscope here.
Well, listen,
this is their time to shine.
And the rating is solely based on one game, right? Like at least the way I read it was just based on
yesterday. Yeah, fair enough.
So that's what I give them. George, you want to bash me? No, say something.
No,
say something.
Honestly, though, huh? Angel already like he opened you a new one. But the only thing that I don't agree with Emma and Ari. Having the same rating. I think they both didn't do anything, but Emma was still at least fighting for the ball a little bit more than...
I'd give Emma a 7.
Yeah.
I'd give Emma a 7.
Listen, and it wasn't a big ass...
But
hey, you already talked. Calm your little Napoleon ass up. Damn.
Napoleon had hair.
Damn. Nah, but I...
It might have been a wig. It might have been a wig.
Yeah,
so
you never know.
Probably was.
But
You're saying George?
I think Emma hustled way more than Ari. I saw Emma running up and down. He was going down the wings. He was in the middle. He was tracking back to fight. I think Ari was just waiting for the ball to get dished to him, which is fair. He's a forward. But in those cases, if the ball doesn't come to you, you need to track back and do something to prove your case. Prove your case on why you need to get the ball. Again, this is why he... I doubt he's going to see any playing time this year. Yeah, right. And so I'm okay with it. I'm not going to sit here and bash it because I don't think that we need to spend a lot of time on a player that's not going to receive minutes. But if that time comes that where he does receive minutes that and we need him, he needs to – I think the coaching staff needs to see this game and say, hey, just like Sebastian, this is one of the games where we needed you to prove something. And honestly, it was little to nothing. And this is where you got to prove your point to us to let us know, hey, you want to play, you want to have these minutes, but –
So I want to add one thing to George's thing, and you know this would be our segue then to our Angel and George's hero of the game. I think that Rudy's fair on his assessment about a 6 on Emma because technically a 7 is just a solid game, right?
So
great, it's not bad. I'd give him even less. Yeah. The reason Emma goes down to a 6 is because of that missed chance.
Yeah.
You know, in a game like that where we're going to have limited chances, you put that in the back of the net.
I mean,
that's what the fuck you got to do.
He scores that he gets a 9, right? He scores that he gets a 9.
And it's on his left foot, so I don't want to hear no excuses. You're in a 1-1 with the goalie. You still had a good angle to go either side. Yeah. So, you know, I think so. I'm with Rudy 100% on the rating. For everyone, I'm okay with the exception of Ari Lassiter. The fact that you put him in a, you know, as a 6. Anywhere even close to the rest of these guys, to anyone on this team, after that performance where everybody hustled, everybody will go to our zero of the game. I'd give Ari Lassiter.
Damn, this is why you're my bestie, because he was my zero of the game, too.
Yeah, he's my zero of the game. I don't even think he deserves to get anything. Because it's like I said last week, right? You know, Nefrain Alvarez, right? If you're a youngster, right, you and you're getting a chance, you got to prove it. You got to fucking hustle. If you know... the mentality of this lineup from the very beginning was defensive. If you know you're going to have limited chances, how about you help out a little bit? Come down. Do shit. You know, try to get the ball. Try to create an counterattack. Try to get a little bit closer to Legette. You know, a little bit more 1-2s. Some shit, right? He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. So, at this point, you have been with our team for several years now.
Yeah.
Okay? Even a game like this, he didn't do shit. And we mentioned this a few, you know, earlier in the episode about Emma. You guys said that there wasn't any, you know, good crosses. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll see it again. That could be fair. But I bet you someone like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, someone like, I bet you even Brian James, BJ would probably do better with some of those chances, you know, to put it in the back of the net. And he couldn't. He couldn't do shit. So, you know, to be honest with you, it's a situation where it's like, yo, what are you doing here?
Oh no, baby! Not, what is he doing?
There's no place for you in this team. Oh, yeah, no. There's nothing for you here. You know, and the moment that BJ is ready to roll, yeah, no, the moment that BJ is ready, I guarantee you, BJ's gonna go above him in that pecking order.
He's always been above.
So, well, yeah, exactly. But
here's the case.
Now that we're getting Zlatan, now that we're gonna have Zlatan.
Say it again.
Yeah. No, well, actually, now that Zlatan's getting us, you know, we already have Camaro. So if for any reason one of those two is out one game, we can change the formation to a one lone striker. Yeah. And we have plenty of midfielders to change that up. Right? And if for any reason those two are out and BJ's back, then it's BJ. Right?
But check it out. I even think Pontius is a bit above.
Oh yeah, and Chris Pontius, exactly. He could play forward too. He could be striker, depending on who we have in the midfielder. You know that mix. That's absolutely accurate. So we're wasting our time here with Ari Lassiter. He's got to go play at a USL team or somewhere else. And that spot in the depth chart, we can give it to one of the Galaxy 2 guys. Let them now have a chance at being part of the first team.
What's Ethan Zubak or somebody. There you go. So you know? I was gonna say that. Like, you know, what I mean, I honestly think. Zubak would be a better fit for our as coming off the bench than Lassiter. But I also think that
but
he's
I'm gonna
time
wait because he hasn't played with the first team yet. You know, I'm not gonna say that because he could probably be maybe as bad or worse than Lassiter. I don't know. So at this point, I'm just gonna worry just about Lassiter, and his time here has come up. If everybody's bashing, you know, Siani and me like Steris and all that bunch of shit. If you guys are still going at that guy, at all those guys, even me. You know, that's why I'm kind of chilled back a little bit on steroids, because I had this realization yesterday watching that game.
Epiphany.
Is we need to stop worrying about everyone else that actually can be serviceable, even in selected games. You know, like Siani already proved that he can be, you know, Steris proved it yesterday. Even Begum proved it, that they can be serviceable. Ari Lassiter is useless. Useless. Yeah. Even last season, he proved that. How many chances did he have in front of the goal where he had to do something, anything, put your penis on it, some shit, yeah. And the ball goes in the net, and he can do that. He strikes out. He can't do anything. He's a waste in our team. I get that he's cheap probably because he's a homegrown player, but kick him out. Let's find another striker. Use that homegrown to somebody else. That's the whole point of having youth in our system, right? Okay, you're not working out. You've been here for a while. It's time to give somebody else a chance.
Look at Rafa.
Oh, chill.
You know what? And I agree with George.
Chill, man.
I agree. I mean, I don't think he was bad, but he wasn't going to make our team any better. So in that sense, I agree with George. And same shit with Lassiter. He's a waste for our team. So he's got to go. If you guys don't agree with me, let me know. That's just how I feel about it right now.
I think we have this conversation at the end of the season when he doesn't produce anything. Again. Like, right now, it's kind of too early to say that. But I think at the end of the season, if nothing's changed, then yeah. Bye.
Well, how many chances is he going to get moving forward? I mean, do you expect the team to be injured for the rest of the season? I doubt, and especially that we're going to have Zlatan now in the picture. If BJ comes back and we have our full midfielder, Pontius is already above him. So when are you going to see him again? When are you going to see him again?
When Zlatan comes and BJ gets healthy, if BJ's not in front of him, then we have a problem. But if he's in front of him, then we don't have nothing to worry about when it comes to Ari Lassiter, because at the end of the day, whoever we put there is always going to be behind BJ.
And the thing is too, like you said it yourself, like he has no impact on our salary. So I mean, at least for a season, there's nothing. Yeah. You know, it's nothing. Like, it's really nothing. So,
well, it is something to me, because might as well just give that spot to one of the guys.
There's a lot in
Galaxy 2. No.
But why? Like, I don't think anybody in G2 right now is ready to move up. Right, like Zubac.
But it's a chance. It's like Zubac. He's already been with the Galaxy 2 for like 2 seasons. Right,
but is he ready to move up?
I mean, we don't know.
Technically,
Lassiter's not ready either. Who? Technically, Lassiter's not ready either.
He's not, but he's already in the team.
But he's there. Exactly.
He's not counting against our salary. Yeah. So let the kids on G2 develop. And next year, we could bring somebody up on that homegrown. And it's a wrap. Yeah, like I said, I think what George's saying, like, he's not going to get a lot of minutes because he's, like, way down there in the fucking pecking order. It's a U.S. Open Cup, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, anyways, that's my zero of the match.
That was
absolute garbage.
That was pretty amazing.
I'm with that.
That's dope. What do we have coming up? What are we doing?
Oh, well, exactly. We'll move to the man of the match.
Man of the match.
Masa, since I know you're dead inside, I'm not going to give you a lot. Just man of the match name.
Maxo Cream is my man of the match.
Maxo Cream. Maxo.
Maxo Cream Maxo. Is my man of the match.
All right, fine. He really stick out to me, so I can't vouch for you. But
all right, Rudy.
My man of the match is reflected in my ratings. I think it's Jurgen Schelvik.
I love you, Rudy.
Jurgen Schelvik. That's it. I don't have much to say. I think I said it over and over again this whole podcast. So, yep.
George?
Just because I know we're all going to say Jurgen, and I still want to praise this guy, even though we're expecting it from him, Perry Kitchen still. I think we got the same Perry Kitchen we're always going to get, and we need to praise that. Like, the fact that he set that bar up high, and every time he plays, it's like, oh, well, he did what he had to do. But honestly, that bar is set up high, and he's really good.
Yeah. You know what?
I agree with Jurgen. I agree with Jurgen Schelvik. But, you know, just for the sake of us not all saying the same player, I got to give Perry Kitchen some.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Because I don't want to be like you.
Nah, but when it comes to man of the match, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine. But Perry Kitchen could get man of the match as well.
Well, then you know nothing about soccer, George.
Shut the fuck. Honestly, you give me so mad.
Nah, you know what?
I can't wait for the day you die, don't
you? I can't wait either, to be honest with you.
God, I'm looking forward to that. Damn. This took a turn.
Hey, you coming out to my funeral or what?
Yeah, of course, dog. I'm gonna sing.
All right, for sure. Respect.
I'll sing. Yeah, dog. Respect. I'll be the first one crying. All
right, for sure. Amazing Grace. Hell yeah. Amazing dog. Grace.
It's yeah. so hard.
Not about love.
To say goodbye.
Focus.
Oh yeah, my bad. My man of the match, Shelvick.
Yep.
There you go. There's one thing I do want to mention though that I thought was interesting because Lisa brought this up yesterday. On our ride home, she asked me, and this is and
up, is this was how, as I was listening.
This,
oh okay.
yeah,
why didn't you record her? What the fuck? Yeah.
Dog, I was driving. It was out of the blue. I was like, "Oh shit, hell yeah, my woman as fuck." So you know, I was gonna pipe her down, but we got home and we fell asleep. And because we were listening to, also she mentioned this before we started listening to the podcast. Because I actually started listening to our podcast after the Galaxy game yesterday. Because I had to do a few errands, and I think it was George or Rudy or somebody mentioned it about captain for the team. You know, who's gonna be captain or something like that. And it was legit. And I had not realized that until after the game. Lisa brought it up.
I didn't realize that.
Hey, legit was Lisa was like, "Yo, legit was captain, huh?" I was like,
"Yeah." When he came out for Roger, but, and he handed out the he gives badges. That's what I noticed. I was like, "Oh shit!" Like he's been captain.
I hadn't noticed, and I saw the sub, but it didn't click in my mind. Like, "Oh shit! Wait, he's captain." And then obviously Baggio. After that, I get Baggio. But legit was interesting to me. What do you guys think about that?
I agree. If it weren't him, I would have given it to Perry Kitchen. But I think they went on veteran of the team at least.
Yeah.
If it wasn't him, I would give it to Kitchen. But I'm okay with the captain.
I think it should have been Kitchen though.
Yeah, I agree. Because when you're captain, Ashley Cole has came out and said, honestly, I'm not the captain of this team. He's the captain of this team. And when your captain says that, you got to listen to that.
Well, you know what? To me, it should have been because I already looked into the future and I already saw the cups that we're gonna have with this guy. Tomas Iliar should have been captain, dog.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, you would have lost. Angel, captain banned when he got broke.
Angel.
yeah, definitely.
Angel, your jokes are almost as bad as fucking Baxter.
Hell yeah! I know that's he's my inspiration. I want to be like.
Does he have hair?
He does. He has a hair.
You lost that.
Yeah, respect to him. Yeah. Nah, but on the real, the legit thing was interesting to me. I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know. It was probably the most quote-unquote veteran guy on that team. So I get it. And if it would have been Kitchen, I would have been okay with that too. It wouldn't have bugged me. I was just curious because obviously we hadn't brought that up or mentioned that at all, and I thought that was interesting. Yeah. All right, so we're doing, I guess, decent time. So you guys want to move on to the next thing? What's on the menu?
Looking forward.
George, pull out predictions, bro. Or did we cover
that? No. You're the only one. You were right. I was almost right.
That's it.
I was almost right. If it wasn't for you taking my 0-0, you know, now wouldn't.
Oh, but you went first. Almost.
You almost had hair for your life.
I said tie. I said 1-1.
Nah, but Master did go first because that was
almost tall enough to ride a roller coaster.
0-0. Almost said 1-1. You almost thought it was a roller coaster. That was good. I like that.
Are we covering our fantasy?
No, we're not going. All right,
pull it up, and we do it at the end.
Pull it up at the end. So, I guess the next team really quick.
Looking forward,
man.
Ooh,
next week, baby. Saturday.
Let's keep it simple. Let's not go off of hate.
Ooh, baby,
let's
I like it raw.
Keep it simple.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
All right, so next week, Chivas USA, 12 p.m. Tailgate starts at 9 a.m. in the morning. Maybe sooner if you can make it there.
That sucks, dog.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's listed as 9, but it's going right to be soon. I think DJ is going to be there like around 8:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, there's a conjunto going up too. Though, so gonna be a.
We're going to have pan dulce too. So you bring your own coffee or hot chocolate, whatever. We will provide beer and pan dulce. So shoot through. We're going to have both Mexican and Salvadoran kind. So if you don't like either or and you want your own, well then go fucking buy your own shit.
You guys got vegan options.
Bitch, you could go buy your own shit. Fuck you. We're already providing stuff for free. You know what? I'll talk to Karina. Say I'll give her the job to go find vegan shit, and I don't want to deal with vegan at all. All right. So, yeah, we do. We play Chivas USA 12 p.m. next week. Thoughts? I mean, we should have the rest of the team back. So what do you guys think that starting 11 is going to look like, assuming we get everybody back?
Sylvester on goal. No, I'm just kidding. That's interesting now, because are we keeping the three man? Are we doing?
I think the line comes off the bench, so we have.
I think that's for sure. And I think Masa and I were having a discussion yesterday about when he comes off the bench, and I think it all depends on the scoreline.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's 0-0, he's coming off the bench in the 70th.
No, he's coming off 60th if it's 0-0.
Think so?
Yeah.
30 minutes?
Honestly, I think depending on the scoreline, I think he can even come off at halftime, depending on the scoreline.
No, you got to give him an entrance.
He'll probably come. Well, that's what I'm saying. He'll probably come in like maybe 50th minute type of thing. Yeah. It all depends. Of course, I agree with you guys 100%. It depends on the scoreline. But you guys are jumping the gun there. Yeah, it's a starting 11, not when Zlatan come in.
No, Zlatan's scene.
I know. He's the headline.
But with the starting 11, you have to think formation too, though. That's what's killing us. That's what I said.
No, because at starting 11, you can change that up. You know, throughout the course of the game, depending on what's happening in the game, you can. That's what a coach does. You make adjustments. You make changes. You make subs to fit what's going on in the game. So I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the starting 11. How are we starting?
I think we're starting as usual. Nothing changes.
We go back to four in the back?
Yeah. Nothing changes then. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I don't know. See, that's the thing, right? You asked me this last week before the Ibra news. And I have my starting 11, and I have my formation, right?
All right, now, well, and that's why we do this. That's why we do now, this. What's your starting
now,
11?
Now I think we do play with that three in the back. And I think that three in the back consists of two center backs. And I think it's Terrence and Jorgen. I think Fulcher wraps up I don't know. Yeah, I think Fulcher wraps that three in the back. I think you have I lied. So it's Jorgen in the center. To his left is gonna be Ashley Cole. To his right,
AC baby.
Yeah, yep. And to his right is gonna be Steris. In the middle, we're gonna have Jonah and Kitchen. Wide is gonna be Emma and Drini, Alessandrini. And fucking Gio and Ola. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I am not changing anything.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And that's tough, though, right? Like, that's tough. I'm going to stick to my guns. I think that's what we do.
Okay. I'm going to add a little something to that. Actually, you know what, George? No, you go with your lineup. I agree with 100%. Masa, your lineup?
I don't think Stairs starts over Felcher. Especially in that center back position.
You think Fulcher plays there?
I think Fulcher will shine there.
I don't know.
Because he doesn't have the speed.
So we're playing with three in the back? Are you playing with three in the back? You're playing with four in the back? What are you doing?
Three in the back.
Okay. So then there's not a center back. You have one center back and then two. I guess you could say a right back and a left back.
They're center backs, yeah.
My three backs are my center backs.
Yeah, they're center backs, I think so too.
Obviously, Ashley Cole's not going to push up if we play with three in the back. Because that's that winger's.
Okay, so you have the same lineup that Rudy and I have in the back. What about everybody else?
Same, but...
Okay, so same. George.
God damn.
Well, it's same. What are you trying to change? If it's the same lineup,
he changed Steris for... He changed Vulture for Steris. That's what he did in the back.
No, but you didn't have Steris in there. You had Rolf.
No, I had Steris.
At first, you were going to say Steris.
No. At first, I was going to have...
He said Steris.
Yeah, at first, I was going to have...
Yeah, and then you changed it to Rolf.
Opposite. No. At first, I had Rolf, and then I changed it to Steris. That's what I have.
Okay, well, then never mind. Then I agree with Masa. Never mind. You guys are right. I apologize.
No.
I agree with Masa.
I think we go back to the four in the back. I think we go back to Jurgen Steris just because it is Trash FC and they have some speed up top. And I don't think Siani is going to be a right fit for him, especially coming off of injury. Ashley on the left. Rolf on the right. In the middle, we have Perry and Jonah. On the left, we have Emma. On the right, we have Roman. And then up top, we have our Gio Ola connection. And then once the line comes in, we switch that up.
That was 12, though, no?
No.
That was actually 10. Bingo man goal.
Damn. Should show us.
Yeah.
No, well, then I missed somebody. Repeat that. I'm just curious.
I guess Jurgen, Steris, Ashley, Rolf, Perry, Jonah, okay. Alessandrini, Emma, Gio, Ola.
Kamara.
Okay.
And then on Bingham with the 11. Ola! Okay, cool. Kamara!
What's up, Angel? Oh, wait, that's it, right? We all did our lineup.
Okay, well, then you know what? Somebody's missing in Rudy's lineup then.
Yeah, we're missing a striker in Rudy.
Yeah, we're missing one in Rudy's lineup. Oh, that's what George
Rudy's
is right.
Only playing so we're 10 on the. He's yeah. Only playing 10, including the goalie, because we don't sub off anybody for Zlatan. Zlatan's just. He takes up a space.
Okay. So then Rudy's missing somebody, and Massa's missing somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Chris Pontius up
top. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Zlatan's not starting for me.
Wait. No, but we
what
have.
About Ola and Gio?
No. You have 10 in the back. So you have Ashley Cole, you have Shelvick in the back, and you have Rolf. That's 3. Plus Starters. Your goalkeeper, that's 4. Kitchen and Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Your wing back.
6. 7, 8 with Emma and Alessandrini. 9 with Gio, and 10 with Ola. So you're missing one more.
I'm missing a striker. I'm throwing Chris.
Well, you're not necessarily missing a striker. It depends how you're lining up. You could also be missing one more midfielder. You could be missing one more striker. I don't know what you're... But, yeah, somebody's missing in there.
Who the fuck am I missing there?
You're missing an open slot.
Honestly, with this lineup, with the one that Rudy posted, I'd put Gio and Camara up top, and then I'd drop... I put...
Carrasco and...
Leggett.
Oh. No,
I would put Leggett in Gio's spot.
You know what? I would kind of like to see Jonah in that spot. I would like to see John on that spot, and I wouldn't mind having Carrasco and Kitchen there.
But I think that Jed deserves to be in this lineup too.
Based on what?
Based on what we've seen prior to this past
what?
Week, where we were defensive as fuck. Vancouver?
What?
No, versus New York and what he did.
Who do you sit down for Jed?
No.
Nobody. I'm adding one more player.
Yeah.
So like, listen, because we're playing with a 3. I would much rather have Carrasco and Kitchen down the middle and have Jonah Liberty to fucking move the ball around.
Well, if that's the case, then just put the 4 in the back.
No. I don't want to do that. What the fuck? I don't do that.
Well, you're already adding 2 defensive midfielders.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, then that's your lineup.
Yeah, that's my lineup.
I do fuck? My lineup different
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Fuck. Right. Fair enough. Tell me how to do my lineup. Right.
Oh. All right, no, fair enough.
Oh,
fair
enough.
All right, cool.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
So then, Masa, who are you adding into your lineup then? Since you are missing somebody.
Chris Pontius with Kamara up top. And then sub Chris Pontius for the big man and come score a hat trick.
Well, I'm just saying because I'd rather sub out Gio than at this point. You know, it'd be another blow to his ego if he's not performing, obviously. But that's just my thought.
All right, cool. I want Carrasco because I think he could injure Rossi or fucking Rossi or Vela. So you know what I mean.
That's fair too. That's cool. And again, it's just different options. We don't know what they're gonna come up with. It's fun to do this because there's a whole bunch of different options that we can have, especially after yesterday's performance defensively with 3 in the back.
Yeah.
And that's that. There was no Jonah to help out either back there. So interesting shit. I mean, it's hard. I know the next team usually what we cover is, you know, what we like to see out of the game against LAFC. It's tough, really, because we didn't have a full squad yesterday. We basically would be going back to the team that we had against Portland.
Portland, yeah.
If
everybody recovers on time. And I think everybody should be back for that game. Predictions?
In the words of Osman, LA Galaxy is going to fuck. And I want it to be a 3-1 victory.
George?
Hold up. Masa? I need some time to think about this. I've been going back and forth. I've been thinking about it.
I'm going to say 2-1 Galaxy. It's going to be a close game.
For fuck. Anybody?
George?
2-0 Galaxy.
Interesting. So everybody has a Galaxy, huh?
Bitch, you better not say fucking a loss or a draw. So we're gonna drive over to Harbor City, dog.
Nah, man, I think we're gonna fuck. I think it's 4-0 Galaxy.
Hell yeah. Damn. Hell yeah, that'd be a fucking statement, dog. How many goals I think? How many goals I think?
And you know what? And I think that's exactly why. If
you guys, okay.
if you know what I think it is. If you guys saw Zlatan's interview stuff, Remember how we've been talking that we miss a player, you know, that understands what a rivalry is or attitude? He's played in so many that he has that attitude. Like, yo, fuck this shit. We're playing our rival. You know, it's attitude. If it doesn't spill off from him, then there's something seriously wrong.
And I'm going
and the moment that I get a chance to talk shit to all of these fuckers whenever I see him at a practice or whatever, I'm going to rip them all a brand new fucking hole. Because, again, this goes back to the game against San Jose, right? At this point, people are saying it's not a rivalry, but I'm already fucking mad about this shit. You know, so to me now, at this point, it's starting to get there. Because of all the things that have going on off the field internally that we're dealing with that you guys will not know about, right? You know, I'm hot. I'm mad as fuck about it. I don't share it as much anymore with everyone because I already have to deal with it with the front office. You know, it's the frustration has already been there. So you guys don't really see how it's been.
Somebody called Dr. Phil.
If you guys don't fuck LAFC in the ass over and over and over raw with sand, painful as fuck.
Central though, I'm gonna be livid.
Hey, and adding to my prediction, and I'm going out on a limb, but Gio scores both of the goals.
That'd be dope as fuck.
Watch what
I would love to see that happen.
And from the footballing perspective, the soccer perspective, to be honest too, though, if the only game I have seen from Chivas USA was the game against Seattle. Honestly, if they started hot the first 20 minutes, they looked, you know, they came off high. I was like, damn, all right, they kind of looked pretty good. They scored their goal. Ibaleron Berga. You know, Seattle was all over that ass. Hit the post. It just didn't go in for them, you know. And I didn't see RSL, but RSL so far, what they've showed, at least based on score lines and everything, is that they're a shit team, right? So make out of it what you will. You know, at least, yeah, I get it. They're finding ways to score. But
it's MLS, though.
We talked about this about the Galaxy. Look, the first game against Portland, solid game. Portland hasn't been all that. But they did manage a 1-1 tie yesterday, you know, even with a red card. We talked this about the Galaxy, you know, against New York City FC. Although New York City dominated the shit out of us in terms of the game, but we still were in the game. You know, we had a chance to tie that game. You know, we actually had, at one point, we could have gone up in the game. You know, so, you know, we've been involved in the game. Yesterday, we, a hard grit fought game. We got that tie.
We fucking got a win.
So, and then at home, imagine being at home, full stadium. And, you know, I get everyone's bitching that they're going to have, like, about, you know, upwards of 700 fans in the stadium. It's still going to be overwhelmingly Galaxy, right? So I get why we're mad, 100%. I get it, especially from being supporters. I get what's going on. But, come on, at the end of the day, it's going to be overwhelmingly Galaxy, you know? So it's going to be a home crowd. I imagine that the energy from the stands is going to be there from our perspective. So if these guys don't come out and they fuck in the ass raw, I'd be shocked. You know, I'd be shocked because I think, especially being fresh, coming out, and I think everyone already got the point. You know, everyone in the locker room, the coaching staff, the team of what this game is meaning. I mean, we're talking about a sold-out stadium, and, you know, everyone's talking about 27,000. 27,000 is actually going to be more than 27,000. Yeah. We can talk about this off the record, you know, and off this cause, but it's definitely going to be more than 27,000. You know, if we don't come out and we fuck LAFC, I will be mad as fuck. And I think we will. You know, I think we will, especially with the attitude now with, you know, the players that's coming in, you know, players coming back, being healthy. And I think understanding what this game is going to mean now for the city, you know, I think we have it. And again, they have no depth. If Carlos Vela goes down for whatever reason or Rossi goes down for whatever reason, they're fucked. Yeah. We're not. You know, we're not. No.
And I mean,
we just struggled over our starting 11 a few minutes ago. You know, we left several players out, you know, that we could probably argue that could probably be in that lineup for this game.
And the thing, too, like, so, listen, whatever minutes Zlatan ends up getting in this game, you know how hungry that motherfucker's going to be? You know, because that motherfucker wants to make a statement.
And he's been wanting to play.
Oh, and if you're going to get your tickets for this game, your fault. You're assed out. You should have gotten him a long time ago.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
So, point is, I think we're going to fuck at least 4-0.
That's going to be dope.
At least a commendable scoreline, but, you know, for sake of predictions, 4-0.
That's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to
it. So, cool. We have Rudy, you said 3-1?
Yeah.
Rudy said 3-1. Masa said 2-1. And George said 2-0.
What?
And four. I said 4-0. Point is, we all think Galaxy are going to win this game, and they should.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. You know what? It's interesting because I think so far Masa and I have been pretty close on predictions.
Chill, dog. Masa got one on point. Close on me, shit. Two. All right. You got two on point?
Two.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two on point. And then
because we all got Portland. No. We all got Portland.
With the scoreline?
But it was still close, though.
No,
it was still
close. Being close. You got it on the point. 2-1 and 0-0. All right. Stop trying to take my man shine away, though.
I'm just giving him something so he can start recovering internally. All right, so that's that. Anything else you guys want to add against Fuck Chivas USA?
Fuck Chivas USA.
Fuck Chivas USA.
And fuck that name at Tráfico. I hate traffic. All right, so that's that. So straight from the fan segment, I know Rudy got a few biases today. How many did you end up getting? I know I had to leave really quick to do something, but how many did you end up getting?
I ended up getting Nelson, who I really like for his fucking post-match interviews.
Yeah.
Like he's pretty smart. I like what he says most of the time. I got Leslie, which is really dope. We got a footballing lady, which is dope. And we got Randy and James. Like I hadn't seen James in a while, so I got them to give me a clip, which is also pretty dope. So with that being said, let's run them and then we'll recap.
Touch anything needs to be touched. Yeah.
On the
go for it.
Angel about to ask him a couple questions. Here we go.
Yo, so the very first question, straight from the... What are your thoughts about the game as a whole? Just the game as a whole.
Overall, I think, a tie here was just a win for us. We have 9 players down. You have Vancouver, with their starting 11. You have Kamara. You have Felipe, Tachara. They have their good players, against our... we still have a shaky defense. And, you put Boateng up there. I think he's played forward twice, 3 times in the whole time he's been with us. So we could, in all, you couldn't expect us to score. But at the same time, like I said it earlier, a tie was a win for us at this point.
Especially if the scoreless draw, not bad, right, with that shaky defense?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we have a 0 goal difference. So, it's a win-win,
All right. The next question, formation. I don't know if you took a look at it, but we started with 3 in the back.
Right.
Starting with 3 in the back. 2 defensive wing backs, that we're going to be overlapping, and everybody else you saw, we basically defensive game. What are your thoughts about the formation as a whole?
I think, we're getting ready for Zlatan. Today we had 2 goalkeepers in the bench, and we didn't even have Efrain Alvarez, because he was, with the U.S. and whatnot. But, if we play like that, we have the amount of defense to play that, have a, right wing back and a left wing back. We put Zlatan up there with Kamara. We drop down Boateng. Pontius gets healthy. You have Carrasco. Now you have an X amount of midfielders, and you have an X amount of left wingers and right wingers. All we need is that other striker, and that's Zlatan. So this formation, in a sense, I think Siggy said, this game is like, let's try our best, but at the same time, let's experiment. This game was an experiment game, and let's try out this formation. Let's see if it works. May not work. And obviously, Vancouver's a great team, and they, got a 0-0 game with them. So I think they're going to retry this formation. It's just they're going to have Zlatan on there.
All right, last question. What's your prediction for next week?
We're going to win. We're going to win.
What's scoreline?
10-0.
Definitely. No. I'm going to play devil's advocate. We're going to win 2-1. And the reason why I say 1 on their end is because they got a squad, man. As much as I hate saying it, they got their players, And I feel like their team, it's going to be a crash and burn. Give it 17th, 18th week, they're going to start crashing in, because those are the players they depend on. They keep playing them every single week. They're going to start crashing. Exactly. Compared to us, we got that depth. So, but at the end of the day, I believe, we get our healthy squad, we get Alessandrini back, it'll be good. Like, when he got hurt, it wasn't much. All we said is, as long as we get him back by the end of the month, and with him on the right-hand side and then with Pontius coming back and you got Kitchen as a center defensive midfielder, we're good. We got it. 2-1. Easy.
So that was Nelson with his thoughts on last game and prediction for LAFC.
You already talked more than Massa this whole podcast.
But we said the exact same shit.
And let's talk about let's listen to
well, just really quick though, to him, a credit to him for look, we all hate Chivas USA, right? And he's probably one of the very few people that I've heard so far actually be a little bit realistic about them, you know, from a somewhat unbiased perspective. Yeah. I know all of us are very biased, and rightfully so, you know, rightfully so. And but you know, kudos to him for actually being able to put some of it to the side and see what the team really is for what it is. And you know, I did touch on it a little bit earlier that, you know, sure, they look fine, but you know, one of their players falls down, you know, that's it, their team is done, because they don't have
it also shows he followed the Galaxy and the league for a while, right? Because we've seen how many times, right, we've seen like the teams start out hot and then just fucking just crash, like he said, crash and burn. So it shows that he knows what he's talking about. That's why I said, like, I really like his post game interviews. Let's go on to Leslie for the next sound clip.
All right, so I'm here with Leslie, a longtime friend, longtime listener. I'm saying that she probably not.
From the stands, from the beginning.
So, what are your thoughts on tonight's game?
This is a very good game, given how we came off last season. Like, we had possession, we had depth. Like, this is what Siggy was supposed to do, bring us depth. And I'm looking forward to this depth. I'm looking forward to U.S. Open Cup, to be honest, because we're getting there.
Yeah, I think so. So we had a new formation. I think the plan is for Zlatan to slide in there. Real quick, what's your thought on this new formation? So,
the new formation did what it had to do for today. I don't necessarily think it's going to stay for the next games, but it did what it had to do. We were about 9 to 11 players down, to be honest. So we did what we were supposed to do, which was get a point in that
away,
turf.
Away.
So we did what we had to do.
Definitely.
In regards to like Zlatan, it's like I really feel like I'm very excited for the next game. Because I really feel, you know, it's gonna be a little bit different. Gio's supposed to be back, Paul's supposed to be back. It's gonna be slightly different. I really do feel like our score is gonna end up being a 1 point tying, whether it's 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, whatever. But I really think Zlatan's gonna come in and he's gonna do what he does. He's gonna score, he's gonna get us those 3 points at home. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm pushing the hot seat. Give me a scoreline prediction for next week.
I'm gonna go with 2-1. We're winning 2, and Zlatan's gonna do that second goal.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So
respect. That was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I don't agree with her is the possession thing that she mentioned at the beginning. But other than that, I think everything.
But you know what? I think when you're at a viewing party or when you're on the actual game, like sometimes you don't pay attention to a game as much as you do when you're at home watching it. Right? So, I've done it before. So, like, that's cool. But she's also on the 2-1 scoreline for the Chivas USA match. So it's looking like a. Like a trend of 2-1 for predictions.
It seems that a lot of people are actually giving them a lot more respect than I am, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm super biased. Yeah. And I'm saying it. Of course I am. If you guys know, me, you guys know how I am. You know, I fuck them.
Angry Angel. So, you know.
Yeah.
And then this one's a little longer one, but it's a cool conversation with Randy and James. So let's listen up.
Two guys, my man, a rare appearance from James Kang and Randy with me today. What were your initial thoughts on the game today with a 1-1 draw away?
You know what? This is a... Oh, thank you. Bad timing. This was pretty much like a thank you for the Galaxy. We had like a really shitty lineup. We had all of our starting, like, no, 18 players out on injury or international duty or whatever. And, you know, the way that our team played right now, that's a big thank you. Yeah. You know, it shows a little bit about our depth for this season. And, you know, even having like, what's his name? Zlatan. Coming in later on, I think that's going to be a big help with the scoring, especially with some of our weaker lineups.
Randy, what do you think about the game today?
I mean, we did better than I expected. Honestly, I was thinking we were going to get an L.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing we need to fix is finishing. We can't finish.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We had Emma and Lassiter up there tonight. So if we have Kamara and Zlatan up there instead, you think we'll score more goals?
Emma's going to the bench. I don't think he's gonna start. Yeah.
All right. So we play.
Well, okay. With those two on top, we're definitely gonna have a lot more shots on goal. I don't know about actual goals scores though.
All right. So with that being said, we did have formation change. We play with three center backs, two wide backs, a midfielder, and two up top. A weird formation. You think that'll stick for when Slata comes in, or we go back to our normal formation?
I think it's going to be a good formation like that, because it's going to be a one striker on top and then Slata on the bottom under Kamara. We can't play. We can't play. To be honest, with three defenders, we played pretty fucking good today. Shit. Three defenders.
It was a very surprisingly successful formation. I honestly thought that we were going to lose, like, we're probably going to give away like three goals or four goals, but surprisingly, we gave up nothing. So that's a good. That's good.
Definitely. So same thing. So in the last episode, I predicted a 2-1 loss, and going away with a 0-0 draw, I'm all about it. All right. So I'm going to put you guys in the hot seat. Next week, we play against Trash FC. I want scoreline predictions. What do you say, Cal?
Honestly, I think, okay, whether or not Zlatan players or not, I believe the best we can hope for, seeing, you know, after this game, is probably a tie.
All right,
the best that we can hope for.
What's the scoreline, though? Give me a scoreline. Tie, what's the scoreline?
1-1.
Yeah. All right, Randy. Give me something better than this, because I don't know about James right now.
Here's Randy. It's going to be 3-0. Fuck Levels FC.
There you go.
Fucking G's are going to be coming on top, right? That's what I
can do. All right, Kang.
Hell yeah.
One more chance to redeem yourself. Why in the fuck do you think we're doing 0-0?
Okay, you gotta look at how LAFC is doing this season so far. They're the brand new team. Not only, okay, they don't even have any history except for, you know, Chivas 2.0, but they literally have no history in any professional soccer. They're not coming from USL Pro. They're not coming from NASL. They're a brand new team, and yet they're fucking, well, what's their record right now? Like
2-0.
Yeah. And look at the Galaxy's record right now. It's, 1-1-1. So, the best, that's what I'm saying, the best that we can hope for is a 1-1 tie.
All right. Well, I'll either congratulate you for being right or give you a lot of shit next week for being wrong.
What's that?
I'll either congratulate you for being right or give you a lot of shit for being wrong next week. How about that, right?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that we win, honestly.
So, that was my man James and Randy. This is straight from the fans. Thank you.
Yeah, and that was that. Like I said,
can I say some foul shit about James, or should I be nice?
Not too foul, but go ahead, I guess.
Never mind. It was gonna be foul as fuck.
Listen, that was at least personally, that was dope, because I hadn't seen James in a minute. And then just
definitely
up, that was dope. Yeah, and I think we're all listen. Randy's one of us, so. His prediction is
3-0. Lines up. Yeah. We're gonna fuck.
Lines up to what we want, and then, you know, like the shot at them as well. Like, I love that. But it's dope. And honestly, you know, we do these at home games, post games, and we're gonna be heading out to a lot of the viewing parties, because they've been really dope. At least at the start of the season, they've been really dope. So come out to viewing parties and be part of the podcast. You know, I'll put you in the hot seat.
That's a
right. And just so you guys know,
I'm the one that started doing the viewing parties, so that's why they've gotten better.
Come on, mierda, Juan
Puta. Have you been to one?
What I was gonna say is, like, it's not just ACB only. No. It's anyone that's Galaxy supporter. Come out, man. Coming out. Yesterday we had a few people at Riot Squad out
some
there. Some people that were non-affiliated Tony supporter groups. So that was dope. You know, coming out. Whenever we'll post. You know, usually anything that's open to the public from an ACB perspective, we'll post on social media. If it's not, you won't hear about it. Trust.
But it's fun times. So, so if you want to be part of the podcast, it's definitely a easier environment to get involved with the post match. So, I enjoy doing them. I think, you know, we're getting good feedback on them. So, yeah, definitely come out and let's have a chat.
Yeah, eventually I think we'll figure something out and had to get calls in or whatever, especially because we do our stuff early in the mornings, you know, Sundays, because Rudy's the CEO of Google, so we have to work around his schedule, you know, so to be honest with you, it's going to be hard to do, you know, stuff, you know, like calls or something. Maybe we'll voice mode for something out, but this is basically the same thing as doing a clip.
Here, if you guys want to call,
get some input, this helps.
Angel's number, let me give it to you real quick.
323-926-2183.
Bleep. yeah, but I think with that being said, there's an
MLS fantasy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Masa, you got that?
Masa, I have it.
Whoever we're at.
First place, too legit to quit. Second place, Masa. Third place.
Who's too legit to quit?
That's Dex. Glenn, I think.
Dex?
Oh, no, that's Dex. Yeah, that's Dex.
Oh,
yeah.
Dex. Oh, shit.
Third is Big Will.
Damn.
Fourth is You Better Believe It. I have no idea who that is. Fifth is Full Time Drunks, Castillo. Sixth place is. Who is that?
Rasgri.
Toti. Seventh place is Too Hot to Handle, Martinez. Eighth place is Mingo. Ninth is Angel. Tenth is me. 11th is.
Rudy's butt fucking the bottom, huh?
Rudy's trash.
No, listen to this.
Hey, Rudy, you know who you played this with?
No. Wait. So ninth is George. 10th is the Angel. 11th is
Glenn.
Yeah. And 12th is me. Where's Masa at in this? He's the second. Hey, dog. Hey, win this shit so we don't have to buy nothing for anybody.
Hey.
Because me, Angel, and George, hey, we look just at this. Fuck.
Point difference? My boy Rudy is a negative 40.
Damn, what about me?
You're a negative 58.
Oh, negative okay, well, it's 72. Probably because it's based on individual games.
Yeah, win-lose record.
Yeah. Point. All right, maybe I'll start paying attention again. I honestly forgot about it last week.
Hey, hold it down for us, Masa, so we don't have to buy nothing for nobody, dog.
Yeah, you know what, Masa, you stay up there, dog. Right now, if we need players, I'll transfer you players, however that works. I got you, dog. What's up?
I'm CEO of Google right now. I can't really be focusing on this shit.
So... All right, gentlemen. Go ahead, Rudy. Do your thing.
All right. We'll catch you next week. This is another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy, Rudy, and I am Smarts on Twitter. I am Smarts on the Gram.
This is your boy, Jay Daddy. This week, I am going to be... Damn, I don't know who to be. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Did you find your soul yet? Or are you still... Is your shit still running away from
you? No. I found it. It was at the finish line of the marathon, so I found my soul. I'm going to stop running now. So I found what I needed to find.
All right.
But like I said.
So you're Forrest Gump running back to Jenna.
I think I'll go home now. Yeah.
All right, come on, go. Okay. Twitter handle.
Twitter handle JUndefeated7. Instagram JUndefeated7. Follow me. Shout me out. Talk shit to me. Let's get into it. I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. I'm here for you.
I see you trying to beef it with Gizmo. I see you. All right. This is Angel. Follow me. I live at AF96.
This is Frank, a.k.a. Masatelli. Peace, love, and Jesus.
Dope. Kill that shit.